بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Alhamdulillah, through the Fadl and Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's mercy that we still have one more day of Ramadan, and we have read our Taraweeh Salah, so we should be happy we still have another opportunity to seek Allah's forgiveness, and this is still another opportunity of gaining from Allah's special mercies. Right in the beginning of Ramadan, we had mentioned the example of when the month of Ramadan commences, how Allah's mercy comes down. It is left for us to go out and reap the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like when there is drought and suddenly it's rain, there's a downpour, and people all go out with their buckets to collect some water. Whilst everybody is collecting water in their different buckets, one person decides to go with his very huge bucket, but he turns it upside down, and obviously he's going to collect nothing from there. So we still have a chance to put our bucket right and get the tail end of the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be extremely beneficial for all of us. Alhamdulillah, from the beginning of Ramadan, we discussed so many different aspects of deen, islah, various tafsir of various verses of the Holy Quran, and these are all lessons for us not to forget. A hafiz who learns a sabak, he doesn't make door, then he forgets it. Then he has to start all over again. Now we shouldn't wait for next Ramadan to hear talks again and then try to make some islah of ourselves. Alhamdulillah, we have heard these talks. May Allah accept it. Now it is left to us to implement these advices, these teachings. In the verse that I mentioned, it's a famous surah, Al-Adiyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam. Allah takes an oath on the war horses, the steeds, that are galloping very, very swiftly. And as they're galloping, you can hear the panting of the horses. Now remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to take an oath on anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to take an oath on anything, but despite this, he takes oath, a qasam, on various things in the Quran. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. He has taken an oath on the sun, وَالْقَمَرْ, on the moon, وَالنَّجْمْ, on the stars, وَالْعَصْرْ, on time. Various things Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam on. Why? Mufassirin ulama have explained, it is to show the importance of those things that Allah has taken a qasam on. And after taking an oath, sometimes it's 2-3 oaths on 3-4 aspects, and then Allah has a very, very important message. Now that is a very important thing for us, the message that Allah has. For example, wal asr, Allah has taken a qasam, an oath on time. And after taking a qasam, so what's the need for that? To show the value, importance of time. And then Allah has a message. What's the message? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Verily, man is at a loss. In Wal-Adiyat, Allah depicts the picture of these war horses galloping very, very swiftly, rapidly. They're going into the thick of the battle. And as they are galloping, you can hear the panting sound, the snorting sound of the horses. Wal-Adiyati Dabha. And as they are galloping, the hooves are striking very swiftly on the rocky terrain, the rocky land. And this causes sparks to ignite. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَ فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَ. Then they attack in the early hours of the morning. They go right into the enemy and they attack in the early part of the morning. فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقَعَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts the scene. And as they are galloping, we see the sand that stirs up, it's rising, and there's dust everywhere. فَوَسَّطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. Now they go right into the middle of the ranks of the enemy. Allah is showing us that this animal, the horse, it is so loyal to its master that it is prepared to sacrifice its life for the sake of the master. On the instruction of the master, it gallops and penetrates through the ranks of the enemy. And despite the flashing of steel and the enemy charging, this animal is following the instruction of its master that gives it a little bit of food, some sugar or whatever food the horse is going to eat. And on that, the horse shows its loyalty to its master. So this is the picture. What's the message? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Verily man is ungrateful to Allah. Allah has given us food, Allah has given us drink, Allah has given us clothing, and بَيْشُمَارْ ni'mats, countless of ni'mats. The fact that we made sajda on ruku in itself is such a great ni'mat. Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Kanood means very ungrateful. He's not loyal to Allah. Allah gives him so much and he still complains. We all, I won't say all, many of us, myself, we become chronic complainers. Everything, this, that, this, we find a problem with everything. With ourselves and everybody around us. In some people, it's in their blood. Anything, some problem they find. Hasan Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi, says, man counts all the musibat that has come upon him, وَيَنْسَ ni'am, but he forgets all the bounties Allah has bestowed him with. We forget Allah has given us air to breathe in. We forget this morning that we woke up sound, the sound health, sound body. We were able to make sehri. We fasted. We made iftar. We had so much of food. All those things we forget. But some musibat comes and then we keep on talking about that. We count, this happened to me, you know, and that happened to me, one after the other. But we forget the thousands of ni'mats that we enjoying, which we have taken for granted. Therefore Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَرُوتٍ. So respected brothers and elders, let us become grateful servants to Allah. Always make shukr. First thing of shukr, first way of shukr, shukr bil lisan, with our tongue. And again I'm going to mention our forefathers, our grandparents, our parents and grandparents, that we can still remember that when we used to eat, they were simple people. They didn't know the long, long du'as that we know now, alhamdulillah, we know. That time they were simple, but they were very particular after eating. They will raise their hand and say, Shukar Alhamdulillah. And today's time we'll eat the best of food, the best of chows. There's no Bismillah, there's no Alhamdulillah, there's no Shukar Alhamdulillah. And therefore we keep on reminding ourselves. So Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan, we heard many aspects that we need to now rectify in our lives. It's for our own good. And if we're not going to rectify it, then the crack becomes more and more and increases in size, it becomes larger, and then to mend it and repair it becomes very, very difficult. So the whole focus again now is going to be on our spiritual self. And this takes a while, depending on the effort we make and how sincere we are. There will be some tests, some hurdles, but we have to go over it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He pushes us forward and Allah makes it easy for us. And then the journey that we had undertaken, which we thought is going to be such a tedious journey, such a long journey, it will be so enjoyable, that we won't even feel the journey. How often we travel somewhere, and before we travel, we thought it's going to be such a long journey and I need to do this. And before you know, you already arrive at your destination. You say, hey, this is very fast, man. This pilot was flying. How it happens? So in the same way here, this journey towards Allah Ta'ala won't be a boring one, won't be a difficult one, won't be a challenging one, it will be an enjoyable one. And that is what our mashayikh try to tell us, that this path towards Allah, it's so beautiful. It's the garden route, as we say. It's not the karoo route. You will enjoy yourself every day, every moment. There is something, even if there's some test upon you, that test you will take it in a good stride and you will enjoy it. Of course, you won't ask for tests, you won't ask for bala, but when it comes, then you will see Allah Ta'ala. Like this morning we heard Mutalim said in Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and even another incident of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, when he was sick, and somebody asked, can I get you the doctor? So they said, no, the doctor has already seen me, referring to Allah ta'ala. And so many incidents we did this morning, where a person, when he is leaving this world, even leaving the world at that time, the time of Sakrat, the man was in a different realm. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala is so in a state of ecstasy. He is saying, wa tarabah, ghadan nalqa Muhammadan wa sahba. Tomorrow I'm going to meet my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companions. They were looking forward now. So inshallah Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. We're not having a long program tonight. The body just feels some fatigue now. This is how it happens, but Allah Ta'ala knows best. Allah knows we are weak. Now Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah said, always say, eat well, live comfortably, but refrain from sins. Don't displease Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah is not making such that now you should make everything haram upon yourself and sit one corner, take on tasbih whole day and night, and you can't even enjoy yourself with your family and children. No. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us he had wives. He would have time for them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had time for his grandchildren. Many people go extremes. Take the middle path. I've been telling this to my friends and my students in madrasa. Always take the middle path. Al-qasta, al-qasta tablughu. Take the middle path and you will reach your destination very easily. If you are speeding on the fast lane and you're driving 140, whatever it is, and then behind you you see a car right behind you, on your tail, giving you lights, and now you are unable to come onto the middle road. You become anxious, you're worried, you mustn't be an accident, he mustn't knock you from behind, you can't do anything. And if you go extremely on the left, and behind, in front of you is a truck, and it's going 20 k's, you might take 2 days to reach Johannesburg. Come into the middle road, you're able to go on the right lane, left lane, and inshallah with ease. Allah has given us families. We must look after them, but we don't neglect our duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the important thing. When it's time for salah, my salah comes first. Time to be with the wife, then you spend time with the wife. Time to be with the children, grandchildren, you make time for them. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala is sitting on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in ruku. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remains in that position. And somebody passed by, and after salat, the person said, oh, ho, ho, what a nice conveyance Hassan had. Ni'mal markub, what a conveyance. Nabi said, leave the conveyance. Ni'mal rakib, what a nice rider. My grandson. Nabi Sallam left the mimbar. He's talking to Sahaba and his grandchildren enter. He left the mimbar and he grabs them and he hugs them and he kisses them. He had time for everything. He had time for his Sahaba. He had time for some special Sahaba like Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He had time for the general public. He had time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khalwat. He had time for his wives. Imagine after Fajr Salah. It is there in the books of Seerah. After Fajr Salah, after performing Salah, sitting with the Sahaba. Sometimes they discuss some dream, whatever it may be. Sometimes talk about the period of Jahiliyyah. Sometimes they would even have Ash'ar. After Fajr. After all that, he goes to each of the homes of his wives. And he inquires everything, okay, make salam, you require anything, whatever it is. And then finally he'll go to the wives, whoever's turn it was, he'll go to her house. Even after Asr Salah, it has been mentioned he would do this. So he found time to go and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had time, he is coming down. So nothing got neglected in his life. He showed us a beautiful example. So inshallah, this month of Ramadan was a practice for us, some training. We got to continue like this. That's the message we're giving all the time. I myself, really, I mean, most in need. It's not show or something. This is genuinely, we all need it. And if we don't have it, if we don't have programs, ourselves will become rusty. And therefore the talab, people have a thirst. And ulama mentioned, depending on the thirst of your audience, Allah Ta'ala will put such words to quench them. If the people have no thirst, all looking at you blank and just sitting over there waiting for you to finish up. Like the one person, he had come back from 4 months, mashallah, and they told him, your program we're having in this huge hall. Or he had gone somewhere, and now he came back. So he started his bayan. And after a little while, half the crowd went away. So he continued his bayan, 1 hour. And then finally, the other half also went away, but one man remained there. So obviously after his 1 hour bayan, he thanked the man profusely. Bhai, jazakallah, you kept my izzat, everybody else went away. You know, you sat here so patiently. The man asked, Bhai, are you talking to me? He said, yes. He said, I'm the caretaker, I'm willing to lock up the place. So let us be sincere. If we have a little bit of sincerity, believe me, a little bit of sincerity, we'll see how Allah Ta'ala's nusrat, how Allah will guide us in every aspect of our life. Social life, in a workplace, wherever it is. But the most, some enjoyment we will get. We were just talking the other day. We asked one of our satis, how come every time we see you, you're awake and making ibadat? I asked him, you're taking Red Bull. Then we read in the kitabs, it is the love of Allah Ta'ala that propels a person to hasten towards good deeds, to remain awake, to engage in ibadah. Of course, we will sleep also and rest. But what is it that makes the person come towards the masjid? What makes him come early to the masjid? What makes him come early and read Quran? What makes him come, makes him feel like still sitting after salat, everybody's gone, but he still wants to remain behind? Even on an Eid day also, of course, you must spend time with your wife and children. But then too, he just wants to come back to the masjid. He feels like a fish out of the water when he's not in the masjid. I was just reading this after Maghrib Salah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, on one occasion, he was in the masjid and it was Isha Salah. And the Imam read, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالًا. He read this entire surah. In the end, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. That whoever does even an atom's weight of good deed, small good deed in this world, you'll see it on your scales in front of you on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will never make zulam upon you. Whatever little you did, good or bad, both you will see it. So this person says, he was a muadzin, and everybody after salat, they exited, they were gone. But he watched Imam Bumani Faramatulali sitting and pondering and thinking, taking deep sighs. So he thought, okay, let me just leave the candle there and Imam Sahib will finish and he'll go away. So this muadzin, then he leaves. He sees, lo and behold, when I came Fajr time, I see Imam Bumani Faramatulali making dua. In the same place where he was after Isha. What is he saying? Ya Allah, every good deed, every bad deed will be on our scales in the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, give salvation to Nu'man. Nu'man was his name. Give salvation to Nu'man. Protect him from the fire of Jahannam. Enter him into Jannah. Enter him into Jannah. Every small deed will be manifest, open in front of him. So he kept on making this dua. So this muazzin went to him. When he saw the muazzin, he asked, are you waiting to put off the candle? He said, Hazrat, it's time already for Fajr Adhan. Imam Hanifa Rahman begged him, please, just keep it quiet and don't tell any person. And he just sat there, Adhan was given, and he just made it to Sunnah as though he just came into the masjid then. But the entire night, this verse, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ, kept him awake. So may Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Of course, now we're not asking whole night we're going to sit. But there are occasions in your life where you're going to be in solitude and you're going to talk to Allah. We need to start talking to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when you talk to Allah Subhanahu, wherever you may be, in your itikaf tent alone, at home alone, in the masjid, you have picked up your hand. Nobody can hear you what you're saying. And you can be in deep conversation with Allah. Allah loves it. Allah Ta'ala loves it. No matter what language you are asking Allah Ta'ala in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He loves a person, He puts him onto dua and begging from Allah. And you're communicating with Allah. You are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this message is for myself, for all our brothers, our mothers and sisters also. Start talking to Allah Ta'ala. Start talking to Allah Ta'ala. The youngster, you've got some pain, some grief, some worry, start talking to Allah Ta'ala. And then you will see how Allah Ta'ala will respond. There is one kalam here, most of you know it. I thought just try and read a few lines. It's this carnal desires we have in our heart. The greed that has engulfed our heart. And therefore, the poet is begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this munajat, that change my heart. Change my heart. My heart has been immersed into negligence. It's drowning into heedlessness. Oh Allah, change my heart. This, the world of my heart, change it now. Oh Allah, shower your fadl, your grace upon me. How long I'm going to live my life as a sinner? I'm tired now. I'm tired of sinning. Allah, change my road now. My route. Change my direction. Make my qibla come towards you now. I can hear your name, O Allah, in every heartbeat. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, the enjoyment I'm getting now after hearing your name on every heartbeat, it's something different. So Allah, change my heart. Allah, I'm prepared now to sacrifice all my desires. Just give me your muhabbat, your love. That's what I'm asking, oh my Allah. Allah, I'm going to move my gaze from everybody else besides you. And I'm only going to focus upon you. Allah, make it easy for me now to remember you continuously. As I mentioned yesterday, we mustn't be seasonal Muslims. All the time, ya Allah. So Allah, have mercy upon me. Allah, I am sitting at your doorstep with a broken heart. It's shattered. Why is it shattered? Because I was tempted to every haram, but for your pleasure, O Allah, I broke my heart. That person who I thought was my sweetheart, I broke my heart. O Allah, for your love. O Allah, now you put the sweetness of your name into my heart. Allah, this is my arzu. Arzu means my desire that I become yours. This is my tamanna. That's all. Allah, listen to my plea. Listen to my plea. Make me yours and change my heart. Hawa wa hirs wala dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, badal de dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunegari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunegari mein kab tak umr kaatu,
بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا درکھنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے کرو قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں کرو قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے ہٹو آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے ہٹو آنکھ اپنی ماں سوا سے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے جیوں میں تیری خاطر دل بدل دے ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی خدا یا رحم فرما دل بدل دے خدا یا رحم فرما دل بدل دے پرا ہوں تیرے در پر میں دل شکستہ پرا ہوں تیرے در پہ دل شکستہ رہوں کیوں دل شکستہ دل بدل دے تیرا ہو جاؤں کی اتنی آرزو ہے تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے میرے فریاد سن لے میرے مولا میرے فریاد سن لے میرے مولا بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے
اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا اول الاولين ويا اخر الاخرين ويا ذا القوه المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ارحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله هماري غناكم عفوا يا الله اكسب او فرياد ما اكسب او بلي ما الله ميك از يورز يا ما الله Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are battling, we are struggling, my Allah. We cannot reach you with ease, my Allah. Except if you help us, if you have raham upon us. Ya, shower your raham and karam upon us, my Allah. Just pull us towards you now, my Allah. Just pull us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai, hum nalayik hai, hum zareef hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, lekin hum tere bande hai, ya Allah. You are our maula, you are our aqa, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your true lovers now, my Allah. We are making sincere tawbah, istighfar, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us one more day of Ramadan. We are making shukr to you for this, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr for every ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Help us, guide us.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah. Show us the straight path. Keep us onto the straight path. Don't make us deviate, my Allah. Don't make us become lost and go astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, have pity upon us, my Allah. You know all our weaknesses, my Allah. But my Allah, you love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Make us reach with ease, my Allah. Let our tongues be moist with your zikr, my Allah. Let us get enjoyment when we take your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us focus on your, on reaching you, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. There's so many requests have come, my Allah, every day, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all those who are sick, my Allah. Grant them kamil shifa. Protect us from all those diseases also, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. If any one of our parents have passed away, or both of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they were kind to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, they took care of us, my Allah. They nurtured us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we asking you, my Allah, to have raham on them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard this story, my Allah, of the parent who had passed away and he was in the qabr, my Allah. And he was getting azab, my Allah. And somebody had seen in the dream that he was being punished in the qabr, my Allah. And after some days, the person saw that this person was now enjoying the cool breeze of Jannat and he was happy. Ya Allah, when the person asked in the dream, how this happened? Ya Allah, it was mentioned. Ya Allah, you are well aware that this person's child started the maktab when he went and he said, Alif Ba, and he started learning. And he learned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Ya Allah, when this child took your name, that you are most beneficent, you are most merciful. You are Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Ya Allah, you had mercy on the parent of this child, my Allah. And you removed the azab that parent was experiencing, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are also asking you tonight, my Allah. It is the last day of Ramadan now, my Allah. Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, my Allah. Forgive our family members, forgive our wives, my Allah. Allah, forgive our brothers, our sisters, our siblings, my Allah. Our members of our family, our friends, my Allah. Our seniors, our elders, our mashayikh, ya Allah. Our apas, our ustaz, our students, my Allah. Our musallis, ya Allah, especially of this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, before Ramadan ends, Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, we are not going to see this type of ronak in our homes and our masajid, my Allah. But my Allah, let our masjid be abad in full, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our musallis come back to the masjid, my Allah. Every masjid must be full, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not become worried, my Allah. Ya Allah, but what the West will tell us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect us from all sicknesses and viruses, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're turning to you only, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, it's already over a year now, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, it is because of our doings, my Allah. But let us not detach ourselves from your home, my Allah. Let us not detach ourselves from your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive those, Ya Allah, who have not come back to the masjid, my Allah. Bring them back to the masjid, my Allah. Bring them back to the masjid, my Allah. And protect our lives, Ya Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Don't make us suffer, my Allah. Don't make us become ill and sick and then people will start pointing fingers at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is not in our control, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can only make iltija to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you wish to stop this pandemic, Ya Allah, nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the doctors, Ya Allah, they have tried, my Allah. And so many have been so kind, my Allah, and have gone out of the way. Ya Allah, you bless them, my Allah. Allah, so many people have assisted and are assisting so many people in this world, my Allah. You bless them, my Allah. Ya Allah, but let us have full tawakkul upon you, my Allah. Our i'timad must only be upon you, my Allah. Because you are the control of every single particle, every single atom, my Allah. Allah, nobody can question you whatever you wish to do, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Give us beneficial knowledge, my Allah. Give us such knowledge that will make us reach you, my Allah. Protect us from pride, jealousy, anger, my Allah. Protect us from ostentation, my Allah. Don't make us do things for show, my Allah. Perhaps in this dunya we'll get away, my Allah. But in the akhirat we cannot get away, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our khidmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you who have given us the chance to make some khidmat of your deen. Ya Allah, make us maqbooleen, bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people sitting in this gathering. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are so sincere, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are elderly people. They are young, masoom children sitting here. Ulama. They are huffaz. They are doctors. They are teachers. They are accountants. They are businessmen. They are ordinary people. So many, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters, my Allah. They are listening patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, with hope that you want to make some fazal upon us. Ya Allah, grant us your special fazal and karam. Forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Especially our brothers and sisters and our children in Palestine. Help them, ya Allah. Help them. Ya Allah, we can see so many signs of Qiyamah coming faster and faster now, my Allah. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, those Palestinians, ya Allah. The iman is strong, my Allah. The iman is so strong, my Allah. If you were in their place, my Allah, we would have been destroyed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them taqat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them taqat, my Allah. Allahumma qawwihim, my Allah. Ya Allah, unki hifazat farma. Unki himayat farma. Badar wali nusrat farma. Badar wali nusrat farma. Ya Allah, badar wali nusrat farma. Ya Allah, make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah. Protect us from all the different fitnas from now till we leave this world, till the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Iman, maut in Madinah Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi, granted the Shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hodi Kothur water from His Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any rancor. Protect us from Azab of Qabr, Azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever problems we have, remove it, my Allah. Allah, those people who are lost, my Allah. Allah, make them find their way, my Allah. Those who have been hijacked and kidnapped, my Allah. Return them home, ya with afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, before Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick at hospital, ya Allah. Give them shifa. Ya Allah, they can get discharged, they can be with their families on Eid day, my Allah. Ya Allah, those yatim children who've got no person, ya Allah. They've got no parents, my Allah. Whilst our children will be wearing different new clothes on Eid day and having different type of foods, my Allah. Ya Allah, who will be there for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many refugees, my Allah. Different parts of the world, my Allah. Yet we have time, Ya Allah, to have lavish meals and functions, my Allah. So much of food we just throw into the dustbin, my Allah. With no pain in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, they will actually go, Ya Allah, and look for water, even if it's dirty water, my Allah. The child has got no flesh on his body, my Allah. He's just got bones, but my Allah, he's licking the water from the ground, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide all of us to be good people, my Allah, and help those who are poor and needy, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people in our country also, my Allah. They don't have proper water, they don't have proper facilities. Help us, Ya Allah. We are the Muslim Ummah, my Allah. Make us show our true akhlaq, my Allah. And through that, Ya Allah, make the others accept Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, create unity amongst us, my Allah. Do not make us have disunity and divide ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, answer the jais, murad, Rasulullah. Especially our families at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the du'as, my Allah. Accept every person's ibadah, my Allah. Especially those who made i'tikaf, Ya Allah. Wherever they made in different parts of the world, accept the i'tikaf, my Allah. Forgive us for all our shortcomings during i'tikaf, my Allah. Allah, forgive us if we didn't show correct adab to the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, if you hurt other musallis, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, guide us, help us, Ya Allah. Increase us in all ni'mat. Make each Ramadan be better and better and better now, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين